The Gemara says in Daf Am Beis Amud Aleph that Amar Rav Shmata, Amar Rav Yochanan, called a Kaira Bela Ne'ima, B'Shani Bela Zimra, Olav HaKasav Aymer, V'Gam Ani Nesati Lem Chukim L'Tayvim, Mishpatim L'Yichu Behem. Anyone who learns Torah without a nigim, without a song, it's considered Chukim L'Tayvim. There's something missing, something lacking in his Limud HaTorah. Taisa says over here, what's the ending of having a nigim when you learn Hashani Bela Zimra? So Taisa says, Shevagilim Lishnas the Mishnayos B'Zimra, they used to learn the Mishnayos with a nigim, with a song, L'Fisha Hushanin Eisen Alpeh, because they would learn them by heart. And by having a niggun, it was easier to remember them. So in those days, Torah Shebaal Peh was not written down, it was Baal Peh. So how do you remember all of Torah Baal Peh? So they had a niggun, the niggun would help them remember it. Therefore, there's an inyan to learn with a niggun to help you remember the Torah. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael in Erechin says a davar mechudish, a very mechudish akibshat, based on this Taisis and this Gemara. It's in Erechin Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. So he's trying to explain the musik that we have many times in Shas, the concept of chisuri mechsor of a hachi kitani. A lot of times you have a Mishnah, and the Gemara ends up saying that you have to add words, take out words, you have to add a lot to the Mishnah to make the Mishnah read. And the question is, why would Rebbe do this? Why would Rebbe write a Mishnah in a way where it's missing words? Why not just write what the Mishnah actually should be saying? Why did he leave it in a way where it's chaser, and the Gemara has to, so to say, edit the Mishnah and add words to the Mishnah? We mentioned in the end of Masechet Sukkah, and Daf Memtas, B'Shem Reb Shimshon Astropolier, he said that Alpi Kabbalah, it's to do with it, all the Mishnayos have merumas within them, different Shemus HaKadosh, Shemus of Hashem, and besides, so the Pashup Shat, there's a lot of Sidus in the Mishnayos, and in order to keep that, the Sidus to be merumas the way they should be, sometimes Rebbe had to leave words out. So even though it wouldn't make sense to add the words in order to explain the Mishnah better, but that would take away from the Ramazim of the Mishnah, and therefore they were Bedafka left in the way they are, and we have to come on to the Chesir Mechaz of Achi Kitani. Other Achayim say that the since Teresh Baal Peh is really supposed to be Baal Peh, and it was only written down, I'm sorry, because of Eis Asus Hashem Efer Sarasecha, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh tried to keep it Baal Peh to a certain degree, even though it's written down, and therefore it's written in a way where you have to come on to adding words and explaining it Baal Peh, where it can't all be in the Ksav and what's written, and that keeps a little bit of a shirayim of Teresh Baal Peh. But the Tiferes Yisrael says a paldik zach. He says that as Taisus is mashal over here, they had a niggun for the Mishnayos, and he says different Mishnayos have different nigunim, different songs, different tunes to help you remember the Mishnah. And he said sometimes, in order for the niggun to make sense, for the tune to make sense, and not to break the rhythm, you had to take out certain words, because if those words would be there, then it would be more difficult to keep the niggun going. Sometimes there's almost rhymes in Mishnayos, and it's written in a way where it's easier to retain the niggun, to remember it better. So he says this was all part of this inyan of being able to remember Teresh Baal Peh that was done in the life of a niggun, and Mishnayos are written in a short way, in a concise way, so the rhythm of the niggun should flow. And for that reason, there are places when there are words that are missing, because that would have taken away from the niggun, and we have to come on to Chisur Mechza V'Hachi Kitani to fill in the extra words. So that's how he explains the idea of Chisur Mechza based on this Taisus over here. There's in order to keep the niggun going, in order to keep the flow of the Mishnah, so you should be able to remember it at that time when Teresh Baal Peh was not written down. And he ends off and he says that many times we could see ourselves, different Pninim Yakarim, different beautiful pearls, and why the Tana changed the Lashon, why he wrote in such a way, and why words were left out. But he says, but at times when we can't figure that out, you can be Senech in this reason, that it was done for the to keep the Nigan going, to help the memory issue. Gam came Amiti Ba'atzmai. This is also a time which is Amiti in its own right.